To have a career in teaching, every beginning teacher must first pass a test. Those licensing exams ensure the teachers know their subject inside and out. But hundreds of teachers struggle to pass their exams on time. Liz Schlimmer has more on what happens when time runs out.
As they line up to leave for their next class, students at Howard Hall Elementary in Cumberland County gush about the project they've been working on in art class.
We painted a mask, an African American mask.
They call their art teacher Ms. Art.
Well, first name Ashley, middle name Renee, last name Thompson. And that's it, Ms. Art. And it just worked out. I don't know how it worked out, but it did.
On the wall above Ms. Art is a photo of her back when she was a student at the same school.
So I like to show the kids that, like, I was here. That was probably first or second grade. It kind of gives them a moment to think, like, okay, well, that could be me later on in life.
Ms. Art says she couldn't see herself teaching anywhere but here, but there's something standing in her way. She's been teaching for 8 years, but she struggled to become a fully licensed teacher because she still needs to pass a required licensing exam.
I've taken it 6 times and failed it 6 times at $160 each time.
She pays out of pocket to take the test, and now it's costing her a lot more, like thousands of dollars a year more. Because Ms. Art hasn't passed the exam yet, she lost her teaching license. She's allowed to keep teaching, but only if she's paid the same as a substitute teacher. That makes a big difference in her paycheck.
When you look at it, it's hurtful. It's like, oh man, it's almost like $15,000 to $18,000 a year.
She says she feels that pressure every time she sits down to take the exam.
It's a wave of anxiety. That test determines my salary and what I've been doing for the last 8 years. This is my career. And that test is going to change it.
She says she's never been a good test taker, and now she's debating whether she can afford to keep teaching. Her boss, Principal Erica McAdoo, says she wants to keep her on staff.
If there was anything in my power at the school level that I could do, I would most definitely do it, because she's such an amazing piece to our culture, to the curriculum. These kids love her.
McAdoo says there are 2 other teachers in the school in the same boat, and she knows principals at other schools facing the same problem. Plus, McAdoo says she has other vacancies to fill right now due to the teacher shortage.
To lose Ms. Art or any other teacher right now in this shortage, my heart breaks for me, but for the children more so.
When a beginning teacher in North Carolina fails to pass their licensing exam in 3 years, they're given a limited license that can't be renewed. It's like an extension to pass their test. But 15% of teachers on that limited license still don't pass. Then they either take a pay cut or leave the profession. There are many different licensing exams North Carolina teachers take depending on what they teach. On their first try, about a third of test takers fail the exam that Ms. Art needs to pass, the Praxis Content Test for Art. So does that mean there's a problem with the test? Jeff Phelps is a researcher at ETS, the testing company that makes Praxis exams.
Keep in mind that panels of experts have looked at what kinds of knowledge teachers really need in order to provide their students with opportunities to learn, right? You know, the test is designed to ensure that kids get the teachers they deserve who are ready to teach a school subject.
He says he'd like to see more focus on helping prospective teachers be better prepared in their subject area.
That's not the argument you're going to hear a lot, right? You're going to hear, hey, the test's the barrier, let's get rid of it.
Education policymakers in North Carolina are concerned about the number of new teachers who are failing licensing exams, and they're looking at alternatives besides throwing out the tests altogether. There are 2 solutions in the works. State senators recently filed a bill that would let a teacher like Ms. Art renew her limited license with approval from her local school board. If that bill becomes law, she would have a pathway to keep teaching with typical pay. And State Superintendent Catherine Truitt and her administration are also working on entirely restructuring teacher licensing. The new licensing model is called Pathways to Excellence for Teaching Professionals.
Pathways would allow for our teachers
to demonstrate the multitude of things that they do in a classroom on a daily basis that does not tie to standardized testing.
That's Julie Pittman. She's a longtime teacher and a special advisor to the state superintendent. She's been involved in working groups that wrote recommendations for the licensing proposal. They want teachers to be able to gain a license using a variety of measures like principal observations, student surveys, student test scores, or a portfolio of classwork.
So that our teachers can actually demonstrate the things that they do in the classroom and not just demonstrate that they are or are not good test takers.
Right now, that licensing model will require legislation to become a pilot program. Then it would take several years of study and another law to become the standard statewide. Principal McAdoo says she'd like for teachers at her school who are in danger of losing their licenses to be judged by what they do for students. She points to how Ms. Art has held an art show for her students and used the sales to take the whole school on a field trip.
I mean, that's amazing. That's not average. That's not average. And so for me, that's a top tier teacher, which I feel like, you know, we can't lose that.
Ms. Art says her situation is urgent, and there are more than 1,000 teachers in the state who are also in danger of losing their licenses if they don't pass their exams in the next few years. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.